This is Erica, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. And today I'm really excited. We're going to do a second chakra clearing. I've gotten away from some of the chakra clearings because I did them a lot in the beginning. So you can always go back through the archives and find other chakra clearings. This one is about creativity, money, and sex. Oh, baby, what a nice trilogy. So first, let's look at the energy of creativity in your life. And just, you know, we want to look at things not with a critical eye, but with a, hey, how's it going kind of eye? Like, hey, like an old friend, like, hey. So when you look at creativity, just kind of in your mind's eye, give it a sense of like, am I in creativity or am I kind of going into like rote mode all the time? And how much creativity is being expressed in my day to day? And could that be different? And then look at sexual energy. And when I look at sexual energy, I'm not talking about just having sex, although that's fun. I'm not saying don't have sex or have sex. I'm just looking at how much of your sexuality and your acceptance of yourself as a being who has sexual energy do you allow into your life? And could that be tapped to give you more life force? And it, could that be opened up for you? Again, tuning into that vibration that we have as a human being on the planet of having some sense of our own sexualness. And then money, how is money showing up in your life? Is it showing up easily? Is it show up in fits and spurts, you know? And could that be better? Could that be better flow? And when the second chakra is nice and clear and pure, then we have a flow in our lives of energy and creativity and sexual energy, and it's all working on our behalf. So that's kind of where this meditation will take us, is into that space of that. There we go. Awesome. I could sort of sense people relax a little bit, I think. So today we are going to be doing a meditation. It's not going to be very long. So today is going to be kind of short, maybe about 7 minutes, I think. So take a break from everything that's bugging you and just tune into my voice and just relax. Take a deep breath. Just allow yourself 7 minutes without anything bothering you. All your worries will still be there in 7 minutes. So just give yourself this time. Take a deep breath. Breathe some earth energy up through the bottoms of your feet. Breathe some celestial energy. Pull some energy from celestial through the top of your head and imagine gold light all around your body. Just imagine yourself covered in a healing golden light energy. Nice. And then just kind of gently gaze at the part of your body, which is where you're right below your belly button. This is our second chakra. And just kind of look at flowing an orange. This is an orange color. So the second chakra vibrates at an orange color. So just picture orange energy flowing through that second chakra. For some reason, I'm being shown to pull some healing from back. Okay, so this is a place where we've been not allowed to be in our alpha energy. We've been historically, over time, human beings, especially women, and men as well, though, have been asked to behave certain ways that aren't in keeping with our highest, kind of our highest and best. So in this moment, just ask for some healing and take back your sovereignty in your second chakra. Take back like what you get paid to do, that it's in keeping with your highest self. Take back what you've done with sexual partners and how you've been able to be in sync and in harmony with your own self. Nice. And just breathe light into that area. Just breathe light through your second chakra. Let go of limitations around this area, what it can do for you, how being clean and clear in this space can clean and clear others just by example. And just allow some healing and light energy into that space. Very nice. Take a deep breath. Oh, processing some information. And now just ask celestial energies to reach up and out. Expand your energy out, expand out, expand out bigger, expand out to all the galaxies. And now ask for golden light energy to come and bring healing to this second chakra area of your body. And just picture yourself with golden light energy all around your body. And it seems like there might be a memory that wishes to show itself to you. Now, story can hurt energy flow. So when you do get a story, and it might be a time, another lifetime or this lifetime, where you were not allowed to be in beauty, in your sexualness, or not allowed to have a lot of money, or not allowed to be in your creative space every day, if you are tapping into some story, I ask that you just let it flow through and keep going like on a river. I ask that you don't jump on it and hold on to it. Like, oh, that's why I am like this. So if stories show up around this, clearing this space, go ahead and just let them flow. And then go ahead and bring brand new light energy through this area. Kind of like a circle, like an ocean flowing behind your back at the base of your spine through your second chakra area to the front, and see it flowing orange light energy, and then counterclockwise it and flow the energy the other way, and counterclockwise it and flow the energy way again. And just kind of ask for healing to come into this area. Excuse me. And let's look at a blanket healing of this area and just see this area healed in a way of like, you know, like a blanket healing. Like, we don't really care what was wrong. We don't really care what happened. Kind of like when you bring home a stray or a rescue animal, you're just going to love the animal. You don't know what happened to them in their past. You don't know what caused them to be like they are. But you're going to love them anyway, and see if you can tap into that loving anyways, like no matter what. Like, yeah, that's the vibration I'm seeking. It's this loving energy. And you can head over if you want. There's a really cool website on DeMello Spirituality, DEMELLO. There's some really good blogs on there about loving unconditionally and just tapping into this. So just go ahead and enjoy that if you like when you get back to normal. So now just slowly come back to center. Bring light from heaven down all around you. Beautiful. And just picture yourself. There you go. Oh, that's nice. Just picture love all around your body, healing every part of your body. And give all your other chakras a quick wave of hello. And just now, just see yourself going out into today, refreshed, awakened, joyful. Yeah, great. And whenever you're ready, just come out, open your eyes, and have a most fantastic day today. I wish you the very best life has to bring.